Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond have made a record together, and they don't even know it. I'm Robert W. Morgan. I'll have that story and be talking with Kenny Loggins coming right up on Record Report. Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond may not know it, but they've made a record together. How did that happen? Well, Barbara and Neil have both recorded separate versions of a song called You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore. Barbara on her Songbird album and Neil on his LP I'm Glad You're Here With Me Tonight. The versions would have remained separate were it not for the program director of a Louisville radio station, WAKY. He took the two records, remixed them, and came up with a Streisand-Diamond duet. The station is playing the duet on a regular basis, and many local record stores say they're getting requests for a record that doesn't really exist. Barry Manilow joins a Parisian chorus line. I'm Robert W. Morgan. I'll have that story and be talking with the man behind the Neil Diamond Barbara Streisand smash, coming right up on Record Report. It began as a going-away present for his ex-wife, and it ended as a hit record for Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. Now, that's the story Gary Guthrie has to tell. Gary's the program director of radio station WAKY in Louisville, Kentucky, and he says that several months ago, he decided to electronically combine separate versions by Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand of a song called You Don't Bring Me Flowers. He did so as a gift for his wife.
Unfortunately, about that same time, my wife and I happened to be getting a divorce, although rather amiable, and I thought, since Neil's version of You Don't Bring Me Flowers was always one of her favorites, you know, why not put the two together and give it to her as a going-away present?
The WAKY started playing the recording, and the result was thousands of requests to buy a record that didn't exist. It was still only a tape recording at the radio station.
And then husbands started calling up and going, say, boy, says, my wife, you know, had me go all over town this afternoon looking for this record, and I go into the record stores, and they tell me that it does not exist, that you have the only copy.
Well, Columbia Records officials convinced Streisand and Diamond to enter the studio together and record a new version of the song, which they did, and the final chapter in Gary's story.
Funny thing, I got a call from my wife about a week ago saying, what do I get off of this? Yeah, good luck, Chuck.
Gary Guthrie with the wacky story of getting Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond together on vinyl. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and I'll be talking about Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, and Alice Cooper, and talking with Bad Company, next on Record Report, brought to you by Topex. Since the record company didn't bring him royalty payments, the creator of one of last year's hottest duet records has brought them a lawsuit. Disc jockey Gary Guthrie put together versions of You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand last summer as a present for his wife. When he played the duet tape he'd created on the radio, listener response was overwhelmingly positive. And because of this, Streisand and Diamond went into the studio and recorded a real duet version, which went on to be a huge hit. But Guthrie was apparently never compensated for coming up with the idea, so he's filing a suit against the record company for $10 million in royalties and damages. I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report.